Good afternoon. The regional news with Elizabeth Mbombone Agbo. In our headlines, travel agencies in the Far North region are crowded with passengers. A majority parents, pupils and students traveling from one destination to the other as the September 9 school reopening date draws near. Persons living with disabilities in the littoral region are advocating for adequate structures to facilitate their movement to their workplace and other public space. In the meantime, there is scarcity of coins in the northwest region, a situation which makes life difficult to the population, especially the traders. Those are our lead stories. Stay tuned for a full development in a moment. In barely a week and few days to the official school resumption, a good number of travel agencies in the Far North region are crowded with passengers, a majority parents, pupils and students who are in a rush to get their bus tickets. This period of brisk business brings to question the precautionary measures put in place by the owners of these travel agencies to ensure safe travel. Faith Ngwang went finding out and put together the following report for the regional news.
As months grind down to weeks and weeks to days, the curtains of the third term holiday are drawing down and holidaymakers are preparing to go back home ahead of school resumption. Passengers still crowd travel agencies to buy return tickets. The pinch of the rush hour is in high gear.
We have been here since. There is no way to have bus tickets nor even reservations as there is affluence.
Measures have been taken to tackle the bumper in order to ensure smooth circulation.
We have taken measures at the eve of the school resumption for the Mawagawa journey. Buses leave here every hour, and for Ngaundere, buses are made available in order to manage the affluence.
The crowding is not same in all the agencies, but staff there are upbeat that next week business is going to be at its apex.
The affluence might start in 5 or 6 days. It has been 30 minutes that I am here. I got my ticket and we are to go in 10 minutes.
Arriving their destinations is now the main concern for many ahead of September 9. Meantime, others are still waiting for the last days to move. Marua, Faith Ngwang, CRTV.
And from the Far North region to next door Centre region. The number of youth in the Centre region who use headsets or earpieces while walking on the streets or crossing the road is quite alarming nowadays. This category of persons who do not only distract themselves equally stand the risk of being knocked down by vehicles and motorbikes plying the road. Likiate Jetruda Songazi reports.
It is common to see 3 out of 5 youths walk the streets of the nation's political capital with their earphones on while listening to music, sometimes at the highest amplitude possible. They are often distracted and seem not to be aware about the things happening around them.
Using earphones while walking on the street can lead to several inconveniences. For example, it decreases reaction time. That is, you might react slower to unexpected events due to being distracted by music. Another inconvenience is it reduces the ability to communicate. That is, you might not be able to hear others trying to communicate with you.
Most often, they are deprived from getting any alert in case of danger.
Earpieces have become an inherited culture in our society, and the youths are just mad over it. They are with it everywhere. In classrooms, during lectures, they are with their earpieces on. Sometimes even listening to music. Others make sure they wear it everywhere. And then one of the most poignant things is it gives ear problem. Some people listen to excessive music with it non-stop.
The effects have been the numerous cases of these youths who have been knocked down by moving vehicles simply because they could not hear the horns and screams of watchers.
Young people who use headphones a lot become inattentive to everything that is happening around them, whether with family or when they work in the street. And in addition, the headphones damage the hearing for me because they listen to music very loudly and for a long time.
Some even go as far as using this earpiece while in the market or in the lecture showroom. The use of the headset on the streets of Yaoundé is not prohibited. However, using them moderately and responsibly while on the street can help avoid unpleasant incidences. Lekiate Getroda Songazi, Regional News Center.
Over in the littoral region, persons living with disabilities continue to cry foul given the difficulties they face in accessing their workplace and some public space. They are calling on their employers and the authorities that be to give a listening ear to their cry by putting in place adequate infrastructures that will facilitate their movements. Student journeys on internship, Chine Lovett spoke to some of the physically challenged persons and pulled together the following report.
Finding their way to work, movement around their offices, and using other infrastructural facilities is a great difficulty to Harrison and Isabella, two persons living with disability.
Infrastructurally, the school in which I teach, some classes are in story buildings, and the staircase is very rough. So this year I had to teach Form 4, and to get to Form 4 is a nightmare. It's not only on the first floor, but the stairs are very, very bad.
There are times that I'll step out of the house and to reach the main road and get a taxi or a bike will really be challenging. Sometimes I'll stand on the main road and breaking bikes or taxis and they'll just be passing. Most of them don't know how to understand when a person with visual impairment lift up your cane and communicate, meaning that you need to take a bike. In the visual impaired world, we have what we call the white cane, and we use it for communication as well. It has signs. There are ways in which you will hold it standing on the main road and you'll be communicating that I need assistance to cross the road. You need to hold it in another way and it will communicate that you are lost. In another way, and it will communicate that you want to board a taxi or a bike. But they will not understand, and so you are forced to stand there for long hours.
These concerns are not only limited to workplaces. They also face the same difficulties in accessing other social places like restaurants, hospitals, hotels, and even churches. Atemkeng Cynthia explains.
It's not only at the level of offices. Most hotels, most snacks, most restaurants, they don't always take into consideration. Even at the level of churches, most churches are not accessible. Persons with disability find it difficult to go to churches nowadays because the buildings are not accessible.
They are therefore calling on the officials to verify that those constructing these public spaces put up adequate infrastructure for the benefit of those living with disability. Chine Lovett for CRTV Littoral.
From the littoral region to the land of the rising sun. Widows and orphans of ex-servicemen in the East region have been abreast on how to generate income so as to fight against poverty. The workshop is part of activities of a three-day health campaign organized by the National Office of War Veterans, Ex-Servicemen and War Victims of Cameroon on the theme Military Health and Well-being of Veterans in Cameroon, Prevention of Loss of Autonomy. Jerome Belobo tells us more. From the East region.
Ensuring the material and moral interests of war veterans, ex-military personnel and war victims, among others, is one of the key missions of the National Office of War Veterans, Ex-Servicemen and War Victims of Cameroon. Osongo Ada Jean-Léonard, Deputy Director General of UNACAM. The head of state created UNACAM in order to take care of the health of the old people that we are, as well as supporting the widows and orphans of ex-servicemen. The military medical branch of UNACAM, headed by Commander Mbiaku Daze, has put in place all the dispositions at the bed to our ex-servicemen residents in order to effectively identify and bring solutions to their health problems, which are many and varied.
Using ICOP tool, we detect all the diseases that are disturbing them, like diabetes, hypertension, and all the cardiovascular diseases.
The beneficiaries of this health campaign did not fail to express their joy and satisfaction.
I'm very much well impressed because it is for our health and our family so that they care for us and see that we are healthy and that we live better because we are retired and we are diminished.
Beyond the health care and other medical assistance granted to these ex-servicemen, other trainings and workshops have been organized for the widows and orphans in income-generative activities. Bertwa, Jerome Belobo, CRTV.
We now take you to the chief town of the Northwest region, Bamenda, where it has been observed that there is scarcity of coins. This situation is not only affecting business people, but the public as a whole, as inhabitants are finding it difficult to purchase items and pay taxi fare, amongst other challenges. Mabel Mekemdi-Sakam completes the story.
Business people in the city of Bamenda lament about the losses they record each day due to coin scarcity, as customers end up not buying since there will be no cash to give them.
At times, when a customer comes to buy, you don't have cash, you cannot sell, and that is how you will lose the customer. The next customer comes. That's how the business will be flowing.
Buyers on their part are facing same challenges, as sometimes they are unable to purchase what they want because of the unavailability of coins.
I might want to buy something, but because I don't have the coin or the change, I'll not be able to afford the thing. Then sometimes too, when you want to take maybe a taxi, the driver will tell you they don't have cash or those things.
This university student explains how the coin scarcity makes her pay even double the amount of transport fare just so she can get to campus on time.
At times, I get up and stand at Bambui Bambili Road. There's an issue of cash that a driver, if you don't have 100, you cannot access a taxi to Bambili freely. And if you want to pay, most of the times I pay 250 inside 500 from Bambui to Bambili, which is more expensive for me.
The population of Bamenda is calling on the government to ensure the circulation of coins in the economy. They suggest the restriction of games on the streets that absorb coins. Mabel Mekemdis Akem for the regional news in Bamenda.
We continue our ride of the regional news to the West region, where the population of the West region have a strong attachment to their cultural roots. During ceremonies, they showcase their rich cultural heritage through music and dance. One of such is the holiday championships that often brings together sons and daughters of a given locality during the summer holidays. Isaac Ngonkum tells us more from Bafosun.
It is an open secret that football is a unifying factor par excellence in Cameroon. Just a quick glance on some holiday championships in the West region during the summer holidays speak volumes. First and foremost, all the divisions of the West region have a holiday championship that brings them together. Then, most, if not all, the subdivisions can boast of one. At least, beyond the football encounters, one common denominator of all such holiday championships is the promotion of culture through music and dance. If the dance groups are not supporting a particular football team, it is a cultural patrimony for all to enjoy. It is also an opportunity for those residents out of home to reconnect with their roots and share some dance steps. Some promoters of holiday championships in the West region are even more intentional. They use such occasions to exhibit their rich cultural heritage to visitors and tourists. Examples include, but are not limited to, the Balengu King's Cup, the Kwoshindanda Football Tournament, and the Honorable Guillaume Bakam Sugar Sports and Cultural Tournament in Penka Michel, among others. There is therefore no gainsaying that holiday championships serve as a veritable exposition ground for the cultures and traditions of the people of the West region. Isaac Ngonkum reporting for the regional news in Bafoussam.
And it is with that report from the West region that we conclude today's edition of the regional news. Before we part ways, here again are our major stories. Travel agencies in the Far North region are crowded with passengers, a majority parents, pupils and students traveling from one destination to another as the September 9 school reopening date draws near. Persons living with disability in the littoral region are advocating for adequate structures to facilitate their movements to their workplaces and other public space. In the meantime, there is scarcity of coins in the northwest region, a situation which makes life difficult for the population, especially the traders. The regional news was produced by Patrick Oscar Afan. Why Patrice Bikim? Is other techniques. I'm Lisbon Bombonet Akbo for presentation.